blue, and a green.
All right. All right. Lovely, lovely. Oh, this young lady right here.
Yeah.
She needs to get dialed in here.
I should have, okay.
I'll take these.
Okay. I think everybody.
Now, what we're handing out here is, listen, you know the little sign that you have right here? Yeah, here we go. Here we go, little man. Now, little sign that we have, you being one of the smarter children we have up here, could you read that for me, please?
Honor your father and mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God has given you.
Now, where do we find this? This is not new to us, right? Where do we find this?
Exodus 20:12.
I would have accepted just the Bible. I mean, that's great, baby. Exodus 20:12. That was from the Exodus 20:12? Yes. Oh, very nice. So that is one of the Ten Commandments, right? Now, we may not have known, not all of us knew that was Exodus 20:12. Most of us knew that it was in the Bible, but we knew it was part of the Ten Commandments, but we may not have been able to, we still may not be able to just know it by heart. We may not be able to just, read it easily from our memory, but we all know that this is something that we should be doing. We should be honoring our mother and father. Do we know what honor our mother and father means? What does that mean, darling?
It's like when your parents tell you something you do and you have to do it and you do it.
You do. And you know what? I'm going to ratchet it up and let me tighten it up a little bit more and add to it. You do it because you want to, because it pleases your parents, because we want to please our parents, right? Especially your mom, right? We want to make mom happy. So you have two signs. You have a green sign that means good. No, you don't want too bad. I know you're tricking me. Get that right there. Of all the people. You should have a green sign. Everybody hold the green sign up. Green sign. Green sign is good. That's a blue. Green sign. Good. And the blue sign is bad. Okay? Now, I'm going to ask you a question, hands down. I'm going to ask you a question, and I want you to raise the correct color. Green is good. Blue is bad. Your father comes in the house and tells you that you need to come outside and help him unload the car. And you say, I'm too busy. Ooh, that's right. You got green up. Oh, there's going to be trouble. You don't have blue, baby? Now we're in line. Here we go. We're about to have a talk about, helping your dad. So that's bad. All right, everybody hands down. Your mom comes to you and says, I need you to clean your room because it's almost time for bed. And you say, yes, loving mother. Oh, that's good, right? Nice. No. There you go. All right. One more question. No. One more question. No, it's good. One more question. No, none of your parents are around, but they had told you that you were to stay in the yard and not leave the yard because they were going to run to the store and they were going to be right back. Your parents aren't there, but they told you to stay. And they went to Home Depot to get some new plywood. You decide to stay in the yard and wait for them to come. Is that good or bad? Oh, no, that's good. Very good. Good. So let's all remember this. It's important for us to remember the Ten Commandments, but there's a promise with that also. It says, what does it say at the bottom? It says, your days may be long upon the land. Had I not listened to my father, maybe you would be calling me Johnny Nine Fingers. Because there were certain times where he told me not to mess with a skill saw, or he told me not to use that knife, and I listened to him, and now I can grab anything I want. So it's important for us to obey our parents, because that means our days will be long. Okay? All right. Thank you so very much. Y'all can take it, and let's have prayer. Would you like to say prayer, young man? No. Prayer? Yeah. Oh, that little girl. Okay. You're my go-to girl.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this Sabbath that you let us all be here. And please bless us here and everybody that is on Zoom. Please bless everybody who's feeling sick or sad or having trouble at their homes. Please help us to obey our parents and bless them and all the children here. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.